You know what I fucking hate? When, man, I hate it when you got somebody tells you they're gonna do something and then they don't fucking do it. Oh, I hate that shit. Pisses me the fuck off. Man, I understand I'm motherfuckers doing a favor for me and all, but damn, don't say it if you don't mean it. God damn. Some bullshit. Anyway, I worked my ass off today. I shouldn't have, but I did. So now I'm all fucking fatigued and tired and pissed off. I did shower though, so now I feel a little better. At least my hair don't feel like it has concrete in it. Pardon me while I light a cigarette. Yes, I smoke cigarettes. I'm not a fucking priest. Priests smoke cigarettes too. I'm more like a tobacco executive. Anyway, let's talk about food stamps. You know, I'm on a fixed income, so I go to get food stamps. Help me out a little bit, you know, because I only get like $500 a month spend at paying rent, electric, and all that shit. I only get like $500 to myself spend. So I applied for food stamps. You know how much these motherfuckers give me? $15 a month. I might as well not even apply. For real, I had to go downtown and do all this shit. $15. 15 motherfuckers. Now, who the fuck can live on $15 a month? I'm not saying that, you know, I deserve it or anything. I'm just saying, goddamn, for real, $15? Why not just deny me? Jesus fucking Christ. Why not just say no? Okay, here's 15 bucks. What the fuck am I supposed to do with 15 bucks? That's $180 a year. Now, you tell me when the last time you went to the grocery store and didn't spend $100 and some odd a month. Anyway, that's what I'm working with, and that's what the fuck it is. But anyway, so like, what's up with y'all, man? I mean, everybody, I ain't getting no viewers or no, nobody coming in checking out my podcast. I thought this was, supposed to be some kind of community thing. I'll put the word out. Maybe it'll get out. It is my first day. So, I mean, I don't know what I'm so fucking worried about. Y'all my only friends. I know I'm crazy. It's okay. I take meds for that. Well, you know, it's coming to that time. I can't wait on the weed any longer. I might have to go to bed. Fucking weed dealers. Man, I'm on fucking, I'm on their time and it's fucking stupid. Sucks. Anyway, so like, Bill Cosby, how'd y'all feel about my last topic about Bill Cosby? I mean, personally, I think those women should have came forward 30 years ago. Instead of waiting 30, let's get this straight, 30 fucking years. Fuck were they scared of? Bill Cosby ain't a part of the mafia? Fuck was they worried about? Now all of a sudden, Me Too comes along and let's attack Bill Clinton, or I mean Bill Cosby. I mean, for real though. kind of bullshit is that? What kind of bullshit is that? Wait till the motherfucker's almost in his deathbed, then come out and run his whole fucking career. Now nobody will play the Cosby Show, which, by the way, is a very wholesome and very great show. I grew up on it. Good stuff. But yet they'll let some bitch like Roseanne come back and accuse her neighbors, her Muslim neighbors, of building bombs. I'm not comparing that with a sexual assault. I'm just saying, kind of fucked up, don't you think? Here Bill Cosby is enjoying his retirement. Then he gets a knock at the door with a subpoena. His lawyer's calling him. All these people want to holler at him all of a sudden out of the blue and accuse him of fucking rape. Now, how's a man supposed to defend himself 30 years later? Now, seriously, think on that. Take a minute and think on that. How is he supposed to defend himself 30 years later? There's no DNA, there's no fucking forensics whatsoever. It's just she said, he said. Am I alone in thinking that that's kind of fucked up? Am I alone? Is it just me? Must be, because I don't understand the shit myself. Like I said in the previous podcast, you know, I got raped by my uncle. Went to file charges. They told us statutes of limitations had ran out. There was nothing they could do. But this bitch can come out 30 years later and say she was drugged, not admitting to the fact that she was at a party doing drugs with Bill Cosby. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like she was fucking sober, and that bitch probably don't even remember half the shit about that night. But oh, goddamn, she remembers Bill Cosby. Yeah. How much money you think that motherfucker's trying to get out of Bill? I mean, let's think about it for a minute. Bill's probably worth what? $100 million? Now, this woman, I ain't gonna keep calling her bitch, this woman stands to make God only knows how much money off this. She's feeling pretty fucking satisfied right now, I imagine. She's probably going to hit him with a civil suit where she'll get the money. You know, I understand if he raped her, I'm sorry. I apologize for everything I've said. But honestly, you wait 30 years to report a rape? 30 fucking years to report a rape. He drugged me. I was unconscious. Bitch, if you were unconscious, how you know he fucked you? How the fuck does this shit get passed through the courts? And why don't the white actors, comedians, and such get the same kind of shit? Harvey Weinstein, A Jew. Excuse you. How the fuck is that motherfucker walking? I mean, he lost his business. That's it. He hadn't been convicted. He hadn't been tried. Yeah, let's go after Bill Cosby. I mean, seriously. That's kind of flawed logic somewhere in there. You know what I mean? That shit don't make any fucking sense. And then for a court to turn around and find him guilty? What evidence do you have? It's 30 fucking years ago. What evidence do you have? Time and place and date? I mean, come on, get real. If Bill Cosby was a white man, this shit would not even be an issue. And that ain't no bullshit. And I'm a half fucking racist motherfucker. So for me to say that, I mean, that goes a long fucking way. I'm not being sexist. I'm not being super maleist or whatever the fuck you want to call it. All I'm saying is shit don't make any fucking sense. If Bill Cosby had been white, I wouldn't even be able to make this podcast about it. It wouldn't even be a fucking thing. But Bill ain't white. You know how many people Bill sent to college? I mean, seriously. You know how many people have educations, how many doctors and lawyers and politicians there are thanks to Bill Cosby? I'm not saying if he raped them that the victims don't have a voice. I'm not trying to take the voice away from the victim. I'm just saying, isn't it kind of odd that 30 or more years later, all of a sudden you feel like a victim? Maybe it's just me, but I think it's bullshit. Grown women, 30 years after the fact, and now you feel violated. Now you feel like you've been raped. 30 years later. The man wasn't even making Puddin' Pop commercials anymore. He's just sitting at his house watching TV and gets... his lawyer calls and is like, hey, dude, you're being accused of rape. I mean, seriously, can you imagine that? I'm not making excuses for the man. I'm not trying to be an apologist, anything like that. I'm just saying it's curious how 30 years later, Bill Cosby wasn't even on top when that shit happened. He wasn't even a big star. I mean, he was a big star, but he wasn't, you know, the Cosby Show Cosby yet. But now you feel like you've been raped. 30 or so or more years later, now you feel like you've been raped. Now, that's some bullshit. And the court's going to find him guilty? On what evidence? Hearsay? Bullshit. Free Cosby. Make Cosby. Man, I don't give a fuck. I still watch Cosby Show. I still watch. You know, when I was a little kid, I had a microphone and a microphone stand. And I used to play Jerry Clower and Bill Cosby, and I would emulate them while I'm standing in front of the mic. Word for word. I would pretend I was them. And I would pretend I was doing stand-up. And I mean, word for word, that was my thing. Michael Jackson, too. And by the way, Michael Jackson, no child molester. He was no child molester. You know, the people that accused Michael Jackson were later found out to be con artists. Hell, they faked the fact that their kids had cancer so that they could even get close to Michael Jackson. You know, it's some bullshit. I think it's fucked up that a black celebrity can't be alone with a white woman and not eventually end up becoming fucking racist. I mean, a rapist. I mean, really, what's the fucking deal? It just shocks me, man. I mean, all these white dudes out here, and I'm a white dude. I mean, I'm a white dude. I'm not, and I'm half a fucking racist, as I said before. I say nigger, kike, spick, Jewish, or kike, and all that shit. I mean, I don't give a fuck. I'm not above it. I'm a fucking white man, and I'm a racist. I'm half asshole, half dickhead. But I got to stand up for Bill Cosby here, and I got to honestly say, that's some bullshit. That's honestly some bullshit. Anyway, this has been my 16 minutes or more. I'll be back. Aloha, and have a great night, day. Fuck it, I don't give a fuck. Just be well.